they might see someone take their pencil, and they might say, "Who blank my pencil?
Who got my pencil?"
Might they say, "Who
taking my pencil?" Mm-hmm.
Or swiped.
Or swiped my pencil.
Snitched. You might be thinking to yourself and say, "Oh, I'd forgotten about that, but now I
remember."
Okay? You might say to me, "Well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure
forgot."
Okay, or I
don't remember.
Mm-hmm. You might say, "Well, I have just blanked him a letter."
I have just wrote him a letter.
Because yesterday he blanked me a letter.
Yesterday he wrote me a letter.
And tomorrow I will blank one to him again.
Tomorrow I will write him again.
And by Thursday I expect him.
Another letter.
Okay, I expect him to blank me.
Write me.
Okay, and if the phone rings, you say, "Would you please go blank the phone?"
Please go answer the phone.
Mm-hmm. And if you had an envelope out, you might say, "Well, would you take that and put the blank on it for me?
Please take that and put the address on it for me."
Okay. And if someone was writing on it, you say, "Well, he is blank the envelope."
He is addressed the envelope.
Okay. And if the child has learned something that's surprising, the parents don't know where he found out how to do that, they might say, "Who was it that..."
Who was it that told the child?
Mm-hmm. Or who was it that...
Taught the child.
Mm-hmm. I might ask you, "Well, where are you going to Miami?" You say to me, "Right now we're blank next Wednesday."
Right now we are planning next Wednesday.
Okay. Do children call somebody who's always running on in and telling on somebody a special name?
Tell.
Mm-hmm. Is telling the same thing as gossip?
I wouldn't think it's bad enough.
Would you use telling with adults or just with children?
Well, they both do the same thing. They both do the same thing, but now, telling sometimes is true.
Mm-hmm.
Although it ain't your business. But gossiping sometimes is just being a busybody and part of his life.
Sort of make it sound good if you're going to tell it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that you were having company for dinner and you needed a centerpiece for your table. You'd probably want some kind of plant, so you might go out to the garden and...
pick some flowers.
Mm-hmm. And something a child would play with is called a
doll.
Mm-hmm. Or a doll, or a truck, or a ball. All of those are kinds of things
that they would play with.
Mm-hmm. Kinds of toys?
Toys. Mm-hmm. Like doll, truck,
mm-hmm.
and ball.
You ever heard the word play pretty?
Yeah, that's what we used to teach our babies when we had little rabbits. Play with the play pretty. Look at this old play pretty.
So play pretties were really little baby toys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little toys.
If something had happened and you really had expected it to happen, you might say, "Oh, I
knew it."
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I had something that you needed right away, you say, "Would you blank that to me?
Would you lend that to me?"
Hey, or if I had it right here, mm-hmm. And you say, "Well, I would, but I have blanked it to somebody else."
I would, but I have given it to